Ah bah avec de grosses burgers.
Simon Sheen 9 Aleph. We'll start again. It comes to me. Simon Sheen 9 Aleph. Start again. Kshe'echob ne'echod se nifud misham ha'imes. Sif Aleph. Echad mibnei chotze shiniach beisoy v'holach v'shovas b'chotze acheres. So, chayla, this is only the loshen is v'holach v'shovas b'chotze acheres. So it's only because he went. V'shovas means he went for Shabbos. Obviously, if somebody going away, he's gone away. Because he was worried he might come back, he might not come back. So we're talking about holach v'shovas v'chotze acheres. He went away like, yeah, for Shabbos or for things. Sure, you're not sure how long he's gone away for. Yeah. 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 I feel he went somewhere somach. If he said he's going away for the Shabbos, he's going away for Shabbos. He doesn't ask on them. So we learned this yesterday. Ba'ayid, it's no problem. He went away. It doesn't ask. That is only if he's a Yid. If he's a Goy, even if he went to live to go for Shabbos to a different town, now what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is a Goy can come back. That's the first Nafkamina. A Goy can come back. So again, if a Goy says I'm finished, I'm not living anymore, I'm going away for a few weeks, and Lav Dafka is this din. This din is he went away and, you know.
Short time.
Yeah. Full of Lish Lechez Oisalem, Adshi Yisku Mimen. Until, so the din is that by a goy, when you have Yidin in a Chotzer, then if more than one Yid, you have two Yidin in a Chotzer, you always have to do, you have to always do Schius. Adshi Yisku Mimen. Again, Bamedvam be Yisrael. It's only by Yid. Avlein Yehudi, Afilochish Be'eches, Oysalem, Ashishku Memen, Mekoyme. But even then, if he's gone to a place far away, then you'd have to be Choshish for that. So therefore, Mekoyv Mahalach Yoyim Echod. Only if he's Mahalach Yoyim Echod. Machlokes Tanoim, and even though we say he was going away, we say only if he's Mahalach Yoyim Echod. Why? Shai Efshe Sheyovei B'Shabbos. Because then we frighten him to come on Shabbos. If he's further, he still doesn't answer. Even a guy, if he told you he's going for more than a day, you expect him to go far away, he's alright. Now, some say, that's different if he comes back. But even a guy, the Chayra, in Mechaba state, the second Shitta, is exactly the same as a Yid. He says he's going away, and he's gone away. Chotzacheres, he doesn't ask. So let's see the Mishabuya here. Im Rochik Yoyser, Dalet. Afal Gav, Dem Rochik Namik, Noyesh, Ole Bechoyla, Somni Kav, Yobu, Shom, Mekom, Noch, Shinoch. Even though maybe he will come back, we're not Chayesh for that. Hey, Shigam Akum, I'm a Taz. Shikos, so the going, hey goes on, the second Shitta, that a Goy is the same din as a Yid, and if he's gone, you don't have to worry about Schius. I'm a Taz, Shikos, Shema Akum, Rog, Lachse, Lebeise, Boise, Yoim. He often does this trick. He goes away, he says, I'm going away, and then he comes back. So then, also the Kulalma, even according to the last Shitta, that says it goes like a Yid, but if he usually does this, then you always say, Kan Mairi, here we're talking, the Holach Ledas, Lishbosham Kalayoim. He went to go away for the whole of Shabbos. Now, so the first Shitta is a guy you don't really trust, and if he went away for the Shabbos, he went away at Shabbos, even went away before Shabbos, you can't trust him. If he didn't go to a place more than a day away, you can't trust him. You still have to do schius from him, which means he's away now. You've got a major problem because now he's gone, and you can't do schius because he's not here, so you take a guy problem. So you can't carry in the chotzer. You got five houses, four yin, one's a guy. So you make schius. You knock on the guy's door and you say, leave me alone. The guy says, I want to do schius from you. The guy, I'm going away now, I'm going away for the weekend. See, one minute, I want to do schita. No, I'm going away. So then, because, like the first shita, if he's going within a day away, and you can't trust him, however, so you haven't got your schiras, you can't carry. Abba, like the second shita, is not a problem, even if he just said, I'm going to the next chotza. As we state in the Mechaber. And the Mishabura is unhappy with this. That a goy is a whole machlokes in the Mishnah, and Reb Yehuda says a goy is taka the same din. But when Reb Yehuda says a goy is the same din, he's referring to the Tanakama who held Ir Acheres. Even Bayid. We hold Bayid, so right, but we're makel Bayid even if you went to the next chotzer. See, the Gemara starts off. A yid has to go to a different town. A goy, no good. Reb Yehuda says a goy is the same. Then the Gemara Reb Shimon says, even if he goes to his daughter in the next chotzer, or he knows it, is also good. So Reb Shimon Taka said, a daughter in the next chotzer is good. But the Reb Yehuda that said, it's good if he goes to a goy is like a yid, he was referring to the yid, the goy, goy is like a yid, like a mezid. That means a different town. Therefore, the Mishabura says, "Bechotzer Acheres, ayin bi'alocha shvi'anu shem kama poskim, de'ein lo kukim be'ir Acheres, v'loi bechotzer Acheres." Bechotzer Acheres has got a long Indian that Reb Yehuda never said it. You've got no makor for it. You've only got a makor for Reb Shimon that says even his daughter in the next street. And the din of Reb Yehuda that says a goy is like a yid is only in the Chotzer Acheres. Therefore, the bi'alocha says you shouldn't be makel if the goy went away. If he's not in Ir Acheres, you haven't got such a problem. Maybe you can go to him. Depends where, how far you are. Schius on Shabbos is difficult. See later, she may best. You can't do it, but you can do a bittle. I'm Bealoshka, I'm Bealoshka, looking Bealoshka, I'm Bealoshka, Zion, Eino Oisa, Kamoy Bealoshka, Shabbos, Shabbos, Yisrael, Medioshka, Shrinkel, Eino Dob, Oisa, Shabbos, where Shabbos, he reckons if he's not there. Now, alright, so that was talking about the whole time that they're gone. Are they gone? They've gone away, the vial, and they haven't come back. See base. Yisrael ben Chotzazu who sholach b'Shabbos b'Chotzah says for ain't out lasa b'Shabbos. See, he was the type of Yisrael that we had in Sif Aleph that went away to his daughter. Oh, he said, I'm going away for Shabbos. He turns up after Shabbos. V'akanila b'Shabbos v'Chotzah. Ain't oisa. He doesn't ask her. So why doesn't he ask her? Zodim b'Shabur. Ches. Now that he's here, so we've got an extra person who obviously was not in the Erev. Dekim and Debei Shohol. He didn't give in the Erev. The Kevin the Beis Sholach Lahoya Dati Lachse B'Shabbos Im Kven Kva Hisia Dios Milev Avale Shabbos Shehut Shuv Shuv Loi Tesa. So we have a klal. The next few Seifim is a wichtiger klal with a few exceptions which make it very difficult. That Shabbos Kevin Shehut Shuv. If you start off Ben Yashmoshes on the right foot, that it was only four people there, because the fifth one had gone away. Mela, you had a good area from the four people, and the fifth one didn't pay towards it. Doesn't matter. We got four people. We only got four people. Aye, Shabbos suddenly turns up and says, I don't like it where I am, and he comes back, the Yid. A Yid, he said he's going away, so he meant to go away. If he meant to go away, the Ben Yashmoshes Dika Erev was a good Erev. If it's a good Erev, Shabbos came to Utra. The goy, when he turns up back on Shabbos, is a simon that when he told you he's going away, it was already a lie b'l'chatchila. And Mela, you can't believe, it spoils the Erev backwards. So you haven't got Shabbos came to Utra, because now you've proved I wasn't really Utra. But the Yid, you say, yeah, taka. He changed his mind afterwards. But goy, you say, he never meant it. That's the chilik. Otherwise, you should also say, came to Utra. Kim in the Beis Sholach Ches, and the Mishabur Ches. Kim in the Beis Sholach Lohoya Data Lachs of Shabbos Kvasi, do also have a Shabbos Shu to Shuli Tessa. Aval Gabi Akin Kaim Melon di Bob Shabbos Isa, the Shai Gabak and the Mishkai Sir Data Shazay, and he be so. Why? There's a different reason in Mishabur. You see, mind as well. Shabbos Mukam, a Yid, is quite thing that when he goes at the beginning of Shabbos, you intend doing for the whole of Shabbos. The Gansa Hilchas Mukse is based on. Because of Hilchah Shabbos, what is Muktzah? Muktzah is wherever your Maktzah Das at the beginning of Shabbos stays Muktzah for the whole of Shabbos. I use this Mefarsh. Before Shabbos, even if you're at home, you have a suitcase. This is what I need for Shabbos. Even if you're home. Whatever's not in your suitcase is not for Shabbos. That's the holy sod of Muktzah. What is Muktzah? What's not Muktzah? Maktzah Das. Yes. Maktzah Das. So if you say, I do want to use this stone, and you make it, I'll make the stone, then it is. Why? Because your Maktzah Das. Before Shabbos, you expect to be a Yid, is prepared for Shabbos. Prepared for Shabbos. So the same way a Yid that says, I'm going away for Shabbos, he means he's going away for Shabbos. A goy, you're not always sure. As the din is, as Yitaka went away, it's all right. But the minute he goes away and comes back, you see, he never meant it. Shemukim, why? Because Shemukim a Yid, Shemukim Sheshoivus B'Knisa Shabbos, Shehula Yoy Menucha Mestoma Date Osh Leilake Masha Boachkach Ruach Achayos Oyseloi. That's a Yid changes mind. Mashenkin Gabakim Shemoy Chich Soivat Cholosa Mumin Shekvam In Shemosh Leidate Lovei. See, Hamgal Kimusha Hutra, because it was Mutter, it's always Mutter. It wasn't Mutter because it was Mutter by mistake. Afim Yoy Meshesir Date Mitzchel Leim Bepuvenichaim. You can't believe him. As I state in Mishabur. Now the Shatzim brings involved base mayor Hamadan Shama comes the loy katas shamekel gaba akem mesir datoy. The Taz holds me that if the beginning he said clearly I'm going away, it's all right, even if he returns. Me or him only yoidins at the Shatzim as mainu shakem mesir datoy melas shamas lebeze vakem shachosa. If Taka the guy, you know quite well he did go and go. Ishmokem loyma al dinaki yisroel kimishuta omnam. So he declares now, what happens if the goy taka did mean, you know he meant, I'm not metosu Shabbos, some say the gon is not masking even when the yid comes back. But that's it's interesting because the bi'alocha takes on very much the gon shit always. So if you look in the bi'alocha, the wide lines, he says, on this mishabur eino oisa, he says, I'm bis Yosef, that's machmir, I'm bis Yosef, that they are machmirin, but the bis Yosef didn't paskin like them. He says, a yid comes back, he's not osa. But the Gaon holds it is also, and therefore he finishes off, Yesh lehachme b'loi b'shas hadchak. As you know, the Mishabur always takes on the Shit Sagur very strongly, even though it's connected the pashtus of the Mishabur, of the Mogen Avraham and all the poskim. So here, the Mogen, even the Yid comes back, the Gaon holds it's no good. It's to do with the next Seif and the Raya. Oh, but Mechaber state, a Yid comes back, it's good. A Goy comes back, he asks. Because that means he never meant it. The Taz says, if he really said he's going, Ravosna writes that if a guy says he's going, like nowadays, which is very common, that a guy goes on holiday for the weekend, then maybe it's better. So it's not like, a guy suddenly turns up on Friday afternoon, I'm going away. Obviously, I said right at the beginning, we're not talking about a guy who's going away for good. He's going for a Shabbos, he's going for a couple of days. So therefore, if he's only going for a couple of days, a guy, you don't be, what? In Alter Titan, so why was a guy going away for a couple of days? You should stay here, where are you going to? Nowadays up there, it's common. A guy goes away for a weekend, because there's no work on Shabbos, Sunday, no work. So Bezoi, it could be a lot better that he's got a din like a yid, like the Taz wants to say, that you can trust him. So, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is really a connection with Siv Dalet, which we won't do today, but we will start. It's as Echad min ashuk, shahoya loy bayis b'chotza. Somebody had a property in the chotza.
How do you say pound?
Echad min ashuk.
Yes.
Hoyalei bayis b'chotza. He had a house in the chotza.
Yes.
Yeah. But he didn't mamash live there, but the Mogen Avraham learns he did used to eat there. He was. And they didn't make a eruv. So it doesn't dafka have to be straight to Mishabur Tess, Echo Min Ashuk. The reason why the Mechaber says Echo Min Ashuk means someone that is not really belonging here. The ikka, what we're trying to say is the difference between Sif Gimel, look at the beginning of Sif Dalet a second, Echad min achotza. So got Echad min ashuk, Echad min achotza. The difference isn't Echad min ashuk, Echad min achotza. The difference is, did he make an Erev, did he not make an Erev? And we assume, and we, both of them are talking about somebody, like the Mogen Avraham at least, that should have made an Erev. Because he eats here, wherever. So the ikka is, did he make an Erev or did he not? Because you must understand, if somebody, we're talking about this person died. This person died, and he went the house to somebody else on Shabbos. The second he dies, the Yorush is the Yorush for the Rishus. So the Shail is now, firstly we have to know, did he make Erev, or did he not make Erev? So the way of saying yes Erev, is, if he's Echad Min Ashuk, when he only comes here to eat, but really he lives somewhere else, even though maybe he should make Erev, as the Mogen Avraham, but the Ma'aseh says most likely, he's not bothered to make Erev. Because he's only here for meals, he's only here, and we didn't make Erev. It could have just as much been somebody from the Chotza that also didn't make Erev. Look at Mishabur Tess. Echo min ashuk. Mairi, b'shaloi Erev. And we're talking about he should have. מהרי בשלוי ערב על הבית שיש לו בחוצה, והוא עדין אם הוא ידוע בחוצה ולא ערב. It's just as good if he was in the חוצה בלערב. עדינו כאחר מן השוק. זה מסתום על מלסי, כן ידוע כשדוע בשוק, אין אמר על הבית שיש לו בחוצה. If he's living on a different shuk, a different place, then when they go around collecting, they miss him out. And he's not here. Kitsa, there was no ערב. That is very important. So there was no ערב with him. So now let's see Sif Gimel. Echo min ashuk, somebody who should have and didn't make a erev. Shehoyer lo bayis bechotze umes. And then he died. V'niach rishusoy leechom neachotze. And now his rishus happens to belong, he's yoyrish, or he wrote a will, a tzava, and it belongs to one of the chotze. Imes miboy yoyim. If he died already on Friday, ein azoy chorisa. Shehoyer shumar va beisay bati gam mashi yoyrish. So we've got these five people, five houses in the Chotza. One of them didn't join in the Erev. And the four did. Now the four now has got the fifth house as well. And he got it even before Shabbos. Yeah,
like
very good.
Like a bigger house.
So he's got two houses, sir. Very good. So he's made the Erev. Albeit if the person only died on Shabbos. So when Shabbos came in, there wasn't a good Erev there because there was somebody missing. I would say, when the person dies, it's no good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Echo minashuk shoyle bais rotsim mes v'nichushus lechem nechotzim mes miboydiyim. If he died before Shabbos, ein azoicha oisa. He doesn't ask us she'erev shemarev al beisay mati gam mashiyirish. So you can include this house as well, even if he made the erev at 12 o'clock and the person died at 2 o'clock. It doesn't matter because the erev is chal nacht, and at nacht he was the owner of two houses and he has made the erev. If he only died afterwards, so when Shabbos came in, there was no Erev. Then he's also, even though the Yoyush was one of the four that made the Erev, it doesn't help for what you got on Shabbos. So the Mishabura. Echo min ashuk, mayri bishaloi irev ala bai shesh le bechotze. Vuadine moyo da bechotze, he could have just as much been da bechotze vlo irev. So why is he say echo min ashuk? The no kechem min ashuk, the stomach of milsi kenish, da bechotze, kenim ala bai shesh bechotze. Ein azoi choyse, bein shenichas lo da boi loi, whether he did go and live there, not go and live there, it makes no difference. Shai irev, afilim irev al beisoi, afilim shemes magishoi, ikini say ben ashumoshes, vaskar abai shaloi, he's got two houses. This is good, because he was already, the other person was died. Even if he made the Erev at 12 o'clock and he died at 2 o'clock, when he came in Ashmoshes, he had the house, he's included. Or if he made the Erev and the Erev wasn't good, because this person didn't join in, and then in the middle of the night, this person died, and now he was Yoyrish, it stays also. Oysa. Even if he didn't go and live there in this house. Now, l'chayra, it's a dirah b'lo ba'alim. So you got five houses. Four houses made the Erev, but it didn't work. The fifth house was somebody who should have made Erev and didn't, and he died in the middle of Shabbos, and now the house belongs to one of the four. So it's no good. So l'chayra, this is a big kiddush, because before we say that, if he never even walked into the house, so when this person dies, it's a dirah b'lo ba'alim. Maskim, it wasn't Kimish Hutra because it wasn't good at the beginning of Shabbos because the fifth one was alive and didn't join in. But there's no Dira. Nobody's living there. If nobody Taka lives in the house, we said before, Dira Leban Leishma Dira. Teretz says, Anai Yisod, if somebody has two houses and he lives in this Chotza, then the second house is not called the Dira Beloy Baalim. Because the Baalim are so close, it's a Dira with Baalim.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
אז יש שתי דוד. אז החדש. אפילו הם לא יבואייש, לא דבויס הבאייס. מכל מוקר, מיקו דירה בבעלים, כמו שידוע בויס החוצה. And אף הבי שערב הבייס ששע בחוצה זו, אין המויל, כיוון דבייס בין השמור ששויה, עוזמן כניס הערב. לא הוי הבאי שלוי, אין חלו הערב הבאי זה. The ערב wasn't חל on this house, and he has another house, which the ערב wasn't חל on, and therefore it's no good. So Shreya Deir, when the Siva Shabbos faked the Masa, he is the Baalim, and he did make an Erev. But what the state there is, there was no Kuvin Shehutra Hutra, because there was no good Erev at the beginning of Shabbos. And the other din is, even though it's now at least a Dira B'lo Baalim, it's not called a Dira B'lo Baalim, because he lives in the same Chotza. Just one more line. No. All right, we'll leave Sif Dalet for later. This Gimel has to be learnt with Sif Dalet. Metz Hashem, be fresh again on Sunday.